Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Welcome back to The Science Behind Dreams. So far, we've explored the emotional, psychological, and neurological aspects of dreaming. But in this episode, we turn our attention to a more mysterious and controversial question. Can dreams predict the future? Throughout history, people have reported dreams that seem to warn them of upcoming events, from personal tragedies to global disasters. Are these just coincidences? Or is there something more? Today, we'll look at historical cases of so-called precognitive dreams, examine the scientific explanations and skepticism surrounding them, and explore what might actually be happening in the brain when dreams seem to anticipate real events. The phenomenon of precognitive dreams. A precognitive dream is a dream that appears to foresee or predict a future event that later comes true. These dreams can be specific or vague, symbolic or literal. Sometimes, they involve something small, like meeting a stranger or receiving a phone call. Other times, they involve major life events, accidents, deaths, or even natural disasters. What makes these dreams so compelling is that the dreamer has no way of knowing the information in waking life at the time the dream occurs. Let's begin with a few famous examples. Historical cases of prophetic dreams. One of the most cited examples comes from Abraham Lincoln. According to several sources, shortly before his assassination, Lincoln told friends about a dream in which he wandered through the White House and discovered a coffin in the East Room. When he asked the guard who had died, the reply was, "The president." Days later, he was fatally shot by John Wilkes Booth. Another often shared story involves Mark Twain, who reportedly dreamed of his brother Henry lying in a metal casket. The details of the dream, including a specific bouquet of white flowers, matched exactly what Twain saw days later at his brother's funeral after a tragic steamboat explosion. There are also thousands of more personal, unrecorded stories shared by ordinary people. A mother dreams of her child in danger and wakes up to prevent an accident. A man dreams of a plane crash and decides not to board a flight that later goes down. These stories are striking, but are they evidence of prophecy? Scientific explanations and skepticism. Most scientists remain highly skeptical of prophetic dreams. There are several key reasons for this. Confirmation bias. People are more likely to remember dreams that match reality and forget the hundreds that don't. If you dream of something and it comes true, it feels significant. But what about all the dreams that never happened? They're usually dismissed or forgotten. Coincidence and probability. With billions of dreams happening every night across the globe, it's statistically inevitable that some will resemble future events by chance alone, especially vague or symbolic dreams. Subconscious awareness. Our brains are constantly gathering subtle clues from the environment. A so-called precognitive dream may simply be the brain connecting hidden information and predicting outcomes more accurately than we consciously realize. For example, if you've seen that a loved one is ill, even subconsciously, you might dream of losing them. If they do pass away, it feels prophetic, but it may have been emotional intuition at work. Retrospective interpretation. Sometimes, dreams are reinterpreted after an event happens. A dream that seemed meaningless at the time is suddenly seen as symbolic or predictive only in hindsight. This is known as retroactive fitting. What does psychology say? Carl Jung was more open to the idea of meaningful coincidences, or what he called synchronicity, the connection of two events through meaning rather than cause and effect. He didn't necessarily believe dreams predicted the future in a literal sense, but he did believe that the unconscious could sense larger patterns that we are blind to during waking life. According to Jung, precognitive dreams might be the psyche's way of preparing us for emotional change, symbolically reflecting transitions before they consciously happen. Neuroscience and pattern detection. The human brain is a pattern-detecting machine. It absorbs vast amounts of information every day, much of it beneath our conscious awareness. At night, our brain processes and integrates this data, often drawing surprising connections. This may result in dreams that feel predictive, not because they tap into the supernatural, but because our subconscious is incredibly good at assembling probabilities. Think of it like your mind running simulations overnight and occasionally getting it right. Can precognitive dreams be tested? Testing prophetic dreams scientifically is difficult. Researchers have tried, but results remain inconsistent and inconclusive. The lack of repeatable, measurable evidence keeps the phenomenon in the realm of anecdote rather than science. Still, dream researchers don't entirely dismiss the experience. Some studies focus on intuition, sensitivity to emotional cues, and implicit memory, all of which may play a role in dreams that appear to anticipate events. Should you take precognitive dreams seriously? It depends on what you believe and how the dream affects you. If a dream causes anxiety or fear, it's important to reflect critically and consider possible emotional or psychological sources. But dreams can also offer personal insight, even if they're not literally prophetic. If you have a strong emotional reaction to a dream, ask yourself, is this tapping into a fear or hope I already have? Could this dream reflect something I've been ignoring? Is it symbolic rather than literal? Sometimes, a dream feels like a warning because it mirrors what we already suspect but haven't admitted. Final thoughts. Precognitive dreams remain one of the most mysterious aspects of dreaming. While science explains most of them as coincidence, intuition, or retrospective interpretation, they continue to inspire awe and curiosity. Whether or not they predict the future, they connect us to the unknown, to our intuition, emotions, and subconscious wisdom. In our next episode, we'll explore dreams and memory, how dreaming helps the brain store, organize, and sometimes distort our past. Can dreaming improve learning? Why do we forget some dreams and remember others? And how do our memories sneak into our dream stories? Until then, sleep well and trust your inner mind, even if it doesn't have a crystal ball. This is the science behind dreams.